the cruise day look there?
I feel good. I feel better than yesterday, which is a good sign. And you know, just trying to get some of the swelling down and take it from there.
Did it happen on that pass interference?
It did. It did. I kind of on the way down, I kind of his weight, the defender's weight on top of mine landed on, you know, I kind of planted on one single foot. So that's probably what happened to him. I felt to go numb immediately. I knew something was wrong. So a good thing is just a heel bruise, a heel contusion, so it's not too bad. Yeah, basically it's kind of it's getting my lat strong. Other than that, I kind of hate the crutches, but you know, I got to listen to the docs and keep my weight off of it, so it's good.
What's the timetable? Have they given you any timetable?
They're just saying day to day right now. Coach Coughlin and the doctors had a conversation and he just told me take it day by day, see how the swelling goes, and we'll take it from there.
How long for the crutches?
Hopefully not too much longer, but you know, they haven't told me yet. They're just gauging it, coming in, getting treatment on it, and seeing how it goes. So the obviously the more the swelling goes down, the better I feel, the less time on those crutches.
What kind of treatment are you under?
Just icing it, just getting an ice massage on it, try to get some of the swelling out, and you know, they got me on anti-inflammatories to get some of the swelling out, staying hydrated on my own part, and things like that. So that's pretty much it so far.
You concerned about missing time now in preseason?
Not really. I mean, at this point, it's all about just getting better at this point, and I think I have a firm understanding of the offense, and me and Eli have an understanding of, you know, how he likes to hit me and things we do out there on the field. So I'm not too concerned about it. Obviously, I'm a guy that loves to practice, loves to be out there. But, you know, just a short setback in a time where you would, you know, you never want to have one. But if it's a time to have one, it's now. So it's not bad.
Do you think it's likely that you might not play again in the preseason and just get be ready for the season?
I don't know. We'll see. It's all up to the coaches and the staff and apparently how I feel. So we're just taking it day by day and taking it one step by step.
Victor, do you have an opinion on, you know, Kevin Hardy obviously got a shot to, you know, play with the ones, which he probably wouldn't have got otherwise, you know, on his performance? Do you have any notes on that?
He's still adjusting to the system, and it's difficult, but he played well. He had no mental errors. He knew what he was doing out there, and he's just taking his time getting his bearings out there. You know, once you get thrown in there, it's kind of your whole world is moving pretty fast, especially for a guy like Kevin. But he understood what he was doing, and I know he had that one drop, but other than that, he did his job well, and he was doing a good job out there.
Victor, you're a receiver, and any time a foot problem happens to a receiver, it's got to be a real concerning thing. Are you worried at all that this could be a lingering thing, that even though you start to feel better, that all of a sudden, hey, I go out there and run, and it's going to be a problem again?
I don't think so. I think it's an injury where it's predominantly the swelling that's the issue, and once the swelling goes down, I think I'll be okay. But I just want to be smart. I want to make sure I'm 100% when I'm out there. I want to make sure all the swelling is gone and be kind of attack it early. So keep it iced as much as possible. Get the ice massage to get the swelling down as much as possible and kind of stay ahead of it. But I don't see it lingering. I don't see anything long-term with this.
Two more questions for Victor.
Did you think it was worse when it initially happened? I mean, did you feel anything like a break or anything?
No, I didn't hear anything pop. It just went numb on me. So I thought it was kind of just a sting. I tried to like shake it off, stay in for another play. But I could just feel that it was something was going on the heel. So I just stayed in for one more play. I came out and told the trainers, and they didn't take any chances. They immediately took me out of the game. So.
Victor, in 2 weeks, you guys will be preparing for the season opener. These are injuries that people do respond differently to.
Mm-hmm.
But would you envision being out there practicing, getting ready for that Cowboys game?
I hope so. Hopefully I can be back before then. But I do see myself, envision myself out here on the practice field, getting ready for that Cowboys game, getting ready to go down to Texas to play those guys. So that's what I do envision, yes.
Vic, what did the MRI show?
The MRI just showed some blood in there in the area where the swelling is, and that was about it. They just showed the inflammation and the blood. No tear, nothing wrong with the bone, everything's fine, which was a good sign, which is what I was worried about, even though I didn't hear anything pop, but you just never know with any injury. So I was happy about that, and that was just, you know, the road to recovery.